The weather remains unsettled and the pattern remains active across the Northeast, and there are more rain opportunities as we work through the next couple of days. Rain is ongoing in spots late on this Tuesday. Tomorrow we'll see a bit of a break as a bubble of high pressure briefly builds in. However, there's still the chance for some showers, especially across the North Country. Then on Thursday, another low is set to come into the region. It's expected to track to our south, and it looks to bring the threat for rain, especially south of I-90, as we go through the day. It has been a gloomy day across our area with mainly cloudy skies. There have been a few breaks in the clouds, especially south of Albany, but now we're watching more rain come through. We have this warm front that is stalled to our south and low pressure that's going to track right across the region, so the threat for rain and potentially some rumbles of thunder will exist as we work through the nighttime hours. We'll also see some areas of fog form as temperatures fall back into the 50s. Tomorrow, that little bubble of high pressure builds in, so for most of us, it'll be a quiet day, though clouds will still tend to win out. Across the North Country, we'll still see this little area of disturbed weather coming on through, and that's going to bring the threat for at least some scattered showers. Temperatures tomorrow look to be rather cool for this time of year. Highs are expected to be in the 60s and lower 70s. On Thursday, yet another area of disturbed weather. It will be at least a threat to the northeast as low pressure will come out of the Great Lakes. It's expected to kind of pinwheel around this upper level low that will be over the northeast, and that's going to bring the threat for some rain, potentially some heavy rain, especially to areas south of I-90 as we go through the day on Thursday. So if that system does come into the region in that form, we may have to re-highlight the threat for some flooding, as that storm will at least have the potential to drop some downpours. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely, areas of fog, low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, high 65 to 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely, areas of fog, low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of showers, breezy, high 66 to 72. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of showers, patchy fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of showers, patchy fog, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of showers, breezy, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of rain, especially south of I-90, high in the 60s, and on Friday, variably cloudy, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.